Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Ozzie Guillen.
That's a White Sox baseball.
White Sox pre and post analyst for NBC Sports Chicago.
La Pantera. My main is la Pantera. La Pantera. La Pantera. No. Pantera.
La Pantera.
There we go.
2005 World Series winning manager of the White Sox.
Tying run at second. Two out. Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws. Out! And the White Sox have won the World Series. Juan Uribe with a play, charging it, throwing it, and the White Sox celebrate their first title in 88 years.
No hold bar baseball opinions.
Yeah. Okay, I have to be careful. Be careful about what? Hitting 4 ground balls every night? I don't want to get hurt again. Yeah. But helping the ball club different way? He's not helping the ball club different way.
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to the great Ozzie Guillen. And Ozzie is brought to you by 4Winds Resort and Casino. 4Winds Casinos in New Buffalo and South Bend. Your entertainment escape. Ozzie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Very well. A little relaxed now.
I got to tell you. I mean, this...
We're not to deal with... Yeah. With the trade deadline anymore, talking about this tanking concern, conspiracy, you know what I mean, all kind of stuff. But very good.
I got to tell you, I was just expecting something. I don't know what exactly. I do not understand the Eric Fetty. Eric Fetty seemed to me like a guy who won 7 games for a team that's only won 27 games. He seems like he has value. I thought for sure they will be able to trade him for something, and then they end up in this weird 3-way deal. And I mean, I don't know how good some of these guys are. I'm not going to pretend like I understand it. You know how these guys look, but why couldn't you just deal one guy at a time? I don't understand it.
Well, I was shocked, to be honest with you. I was shocked. 2 things I was shocked. First of all, what we get from those 3 guys. You know what I mean? We need one player, for real honest with you, is Vargas. And I think, you know what I mean, I follow this kid, I saw this kid swing, you know, I think he got a good swing, but when you trade for the guy, say, oh, he played third, short, and second, that means he had to be a better hitter because he didn't play either one. And yesterday when we got it, other song is a DH. It shocked me that. And the kids, they grabbed, you know what I mean? They only single A.
Yeah.
Rookie league. We had to wait at least 3 years to see. You remember we made this trade for these guys? The way baseball is right now, you know, Tony McFan last year when he got traded for the Mets, he only got one player, okay? But I don't care what people think about Kopech. I'm very high on Kopech because his arm, you're not going to go find that kind of arm and see you a couple games, then disappear for two and come back and throw great, you know, on and off. And I know it not pitch well for the White Sox. I guarantee Copey going to have a good year with the Dodgers. It's not that, because I think now look on to the size to side, you know, what a pitch in the nine, you know, what a pitch in the 7-8, you know, so listen, you got to go there. And when we put you there, you now you're in a win situation, little different mentality, no babysitting anymore. We might see a different ball player. But I was very shocked in those two trades. We don't give that much. But I don't follow minor league people. I don't. And when they trade Jimenez, that was like, oh, my God, wow. You know, it's just like, they see something we don't. What they see, but I'm saying it was good to hopefully Jimenez got better lessons in his career when he got left with them and turn around, because I thought Jimenez after the trade deadline he's going to get fired and released. They got a DFAM and all the song go from being released to play in the team. He said he got a chance to win the division, got a chance to be in the playoff. Very different baseball. You know, I mean, sometimes you think about it like, wow, that's. But be honest with you, only guy I see is Vargas. Vargas, I don't think he's, you know, one guy for three. I've got to wait a long time to see those two guys coming up from the minor league. It's kind of weird trades.
Ozzie, why do you think the White Sox did not trade Garrett Crochet after all the conversation? And now that they haven't, how should they use him?
Wow, I think they're making a great, great move. You're not going to give something I want, I'm not going to take it. Besides the comment about, I don't know, somebody from his front office or from his agent or whatever it is, when he made the comment about, I've said this just before that man made that comment. I said, Crochet not going to get trade. I said, why? Just because whoever's going to trade him, he's going to come to pitch. No matter what team you go to trade, you go to come to pitch. And now it's like, yeah, listen, here's your ball. You go to every 5 days. We might give you a couple of days off or skip a star, but we're going to get ready you for late in October. When they say they're going to put you in the bullpen, I think that was a crazy idea. But as I that rumor started, like, that was the general manager. I said, I'm not going to unload it, my minor league system, just because of the guys, I don't know what we're going to bring. Okay, then after somebody made a comment like, you know, the pitch, they got to get extension. I say, that ain't not going to happen. And I'm glad for Shea's thing. He got 2 more years, you're going to have it cheap. Maybe in 2 more years, you can see. Maybe next year, you need help also. And Crochet's the guy to train him. You know what I mean? They got to wait to see Crochet go to pitch all year long. I believe he will be. And they're going to use them now. They can use them the way they want to. The way they've been doing that. You got to pitch every 5 days. Maybe one day you throw 6 innings. Next day you throw 3. Next time you throw 7. You know what I mean? But they got to keep it that way. And I don't think this kid going to have any problem. This kid's strong. He's showing people every time he goes to the mound, no fatigue, no soreness. You know, everything going great for him. But I think, you know what I mean, I will keep it to say, well, okay, it's the time to do it. Gambling, you know, when you make trades, you're just gambling. Hopefully, things coming out very well. Right now, every trade they're making in the big league right now, the team add players to win the division or to compete. That's the one. They are the winner, and then maybe in 2-3 years over the curse, then people start figuring out. So like, hey, you may remember when we made this trade. Look at what we have. That's a different thing. But I think I'm very glad to see Crochet with the White Sox uniform. Clear mind, clear set. You're not going to go there and turn everything around. But I think have him for next year, I'll be happy. And around this time, we might talk about Crochet. He trade again. But at least we have it. You can build around him. You have 2 kids out there. They seem pretty good. The kid last night was outstanding. Every time he take the mound, he's growing up. He get better and better every day. You have like a at least it's starting rotation. You have a couple of kids you can count with, and that's a plus for the White Sox. They just need hitters. I don't think they need better hitters. I think they need a better guys to go out there and have some clue what they have to do on the field. Every time we say somebody make a mistake running the bases, somebody made a mistake. I'm not talking about errors, physical error, because that's part of the game. Where you, for mental error, they just one after another, and they have to find people with a better IQ baseball, with more ability, with more consistency. You see the way Kansas City Royals playing yesterday. But I talk about Witt. Witt is another, he's in another level. He's the best player in baseball right now. When I say best player, I'm not talking about Aaron Judge. I say, no, don't be idiot. I say best player. This kid do so a lot of things Aaron Judge cannot do, a lot. But as you can see, the third baseman, you look at the lineup, you're like, what kind of lineup is this? And they play Nintendo against the White Sox. Why? They got a lot of speed. They're catching the ball. They don't make that many mistakes. And obviously the pitching has been great for them. And they got to look up to that ball club to see, wow, I mean, look at that side of the ball club. A lot of speed. We don't have any speed at all. We're just boring. We don't hit a home run or three run and doubles. We're not going to score. Hit run maybe twice a year. We have to get better players, known better names, better players. Hopefully everything is going to turn around for the White Sox.
I got to tell you, I looked at the deals yesterday, right? So Paul DeJong changes dugouts and they get a right-handed Class A pitcher. Aloy goes to the Orioles right before the deadline and they're getting a reliever, Trey McGuff, or Goof. I can't even pronounce it. I don't know who the guy is. And then you actually did get a little something for Tanner Banks. You got the 10th best pitcher in the Philly system, but a 10th best player, an infielder, minor leaguer. Are they better? Are they worse? Are they going to lose more?
There's no doubt. There's no doubt about it. I think they played great yesterday. Oh, they're so in one inning, everything went south. We talk about in the post game show. I said, they bring a kid to lefty, never pitched in the big league before, with the game on the line, having shoulder with big experience, with the game on the line, this kid can find a plate. It's just something I don't think that movie was the right time to bring this kid and have his first career game against that lineup. Then you bring a lefty with two righties coming up to the plate. In that inning, one. Quit at the plate. Don't. That's one thing you have to worry about. As you said, you make sure you have 3 outs, 4 outs to get this kid to the plate, and they did it. And look at what happened. But I think it's gonna be tough for White Sox to do that. It's time to bring all those kids, the Ramos and Colas and
yep, right.
Whoever is there, look good in uniform. Bring it up. I think right now it's time for White Sox front office see what they can count, how long it's going to take for somebody. Okay, this kid's in the big league for 2 months. It might take another year. This kid's ready to play next year. Right now, I think it's a time to bring all those guys and see what they can have and give me a better idea how many years we're going to wait, how long they're going to take to be in the big league. Bring all the scouts and everybody sit together, watching the game, and let those kids suffer. What they're going to be? Well, worst ball club? At least we're going to be excited to see what's the real future of the White Sox. And I think they should do. Are they going to do it? I don't know. But I think they should bring all those guys. At least here is 3, 4, 5 kids. I'm not talking about pitching because that's a little little sensitive. They don't want to spend those kids from single A, double A, wasting their time here. I think they're too young. They have good arms out there. Yes, they do good arms. They have great arms out there. But can I say, don't get too excited about it. You can have good arms in the minor league. All of a sudden, you go to the big league, you don't know what to do. And then they have to make sure those guys have good arms, make sure they are. I think Bannister is doing a tremendous job to put those stand together. I mean, be a little patient with the pitcher. But everybody on the field, the catcher, Carroll, bring it up.
Bring them up.
Yeah, bring those guys up to see what they can get. Bring those guys up and see what we have.
The Chicago Knights, make them the 4A team, which essentially they are already. Ozzy, I got to ask you this, though. It's an academic question probably, but it doesn't really matter. But if this losing streak hits 20, don't you have to fire the manager? I mean, if you get to that point where this is just beyond, you haven't won in 3 weeks.
Do something.
You've got to do something if this hits 20, losing streak.
I get it's not his fault.
It isn't his fault.
But you know what? Something has to change.
You can't maintain the status quo day in and day out.
They're gonna set a record, Ozzy, right? I mean they might not win 30 bloody games.
By the way, I left yesterday when I left the studio. I asked a couple of guys, you know, the cameras guys. They're a bunch of great people, NBC Sports, and great people around them. I say, is those guys going to win another game before the thing is over? And I told one of my kids this morning, like 6:30 in the morning, I said, oh, my God, I don't think they're going to win a game. And fighter manager, it'd be ugly for me to say yes, they do or no, because I was in that seat. And it's very uncomfortable, you know, fire somebody. But they don't make any move, any coaching staff, anything, just like that. I hear Chris Getz, we play Chris Getz talk about yesterday about, okay, we're done with the trade deadline. Now we start to see this ball club, and everybody was looking forward, and we're going to see what's going on. And something to say, everybody in that uniform got to be ready because Chris Getz got to sit down and see everything about, evaluate. Everything they have there, they got to buckle up now. They got to buckle up. I'm not going to blame Pedro 100%. I don't think so. But, yes, managers always, unfortunately, always is their fault. It's always they blame the managers. Always. I was sitting there with way better record, with better careers of managing. I was in the hot seat almost every day. Every time we lose a game, I was in the hot seat.
Yeah, I remember.
It's a stupid. They're like, oh, wait a minute. I just win the World Series, and April 3rd day, we lose us in the hot seat. Yeah, I don't blame people thinking I was in the hot seat because the way I was, you know, the way I communicate with people, the way I talk to people. But I earned my spot. And all of a sudden, it takes 180-something game to start talking about the manager getting fired. I don't want Pedro to get fired. I don't. But somebody has to pay the price. Like, wait a minute. We're not going to do a good deal here, there. Who's in charge of this thing? Dude, you got to get out of here. You know, they have to do something that leads to fans can be like, wow, he's doing something. But I think what Chris Getz said last night, we play it. Everybody started backing up because I think it's going to be some move from now on because the trade deadline was over.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, Ozzy, I think that it's a very difficult time right now for the White Sox because, you know, whatever they're doing, the rebuild, it did not go as well as planned. And I felt a sense of relief that they didn't trade Crochet because it feels like they're going to get pennies on the dollar for the guy. But I'm now sitting here. We were talking about this morning. How do you have to limit his innings? Do you have to go with the 4-inning starts? Does he need to hit a certain number of innings so other teams feel great about him come the winter? I don't know what they're doing, and I don't understand why you can't just pay the guy and keep him. But you know, they don't have a star on this team. They don't have a guy on this team. You know, I thought Luis Robert was going to have a hell of a career, but then I thought a lot of these guys, the idea of Aloy, it's almost like they DFA'd him the way they got rid of him. And I hope he does well for himself in Baltimore. But as you know, one injury after the next, it's just been awful.
It's been very disappointing. I remember a few years ago, I just say when Eloy Jimenez on the plate, he's in the scoring position. Now while Jimenez on the plate with men on base, they please hit the ball in the air because it's going to be a double play ball. And it's disappointing because they have talent. They did. I remember people when Rehan signed all these people and spent crazy money with everybody and the best general manager in the history of the game. You know me, all those things, you know me, bring guys, they spend money when people should be spending money. He did it awful job. Back then, wow, you know, everybody was like, look at Rick Hahn, what he done. Look at this, look at that. On the sun, nothing worked out for that. Nothing. You know, I talked to Moncada a few days ago. He said, I don't think he feels ready to play. He said he feels good one day, he feels terrible the next couple of days. You know me, Pantera, he run the base very well. I think we put Pantera in one pedestal. He played great, man. He got great talent. He does get great talent. But everybody said, okay, this is the next Roberto Clemente. Excuse me. Relax. This is the next Vladimir Guerrero. Relax. Let him play. But I think Pantera got the tool.
Yep.
Yes. But look at this. They even talk about him in the trade deadline. His name, and maybe some people name him, but I don't think for real they was talking about him.
No.
I want that guy. Because when somebody wants him because he's got the tools, yes, Jimenez got traded before him and Bank and Dijon. You know what I mean? It's just like, well, what do you mean? Nobody going to talk about Pantera? Now Pantera got to look himself in the mirror. I say, man, I got to stay healthy and I got to play better. I had to play better, but I don't see him play up to his potential because we've seen him before. I think we're going to continue to see it. But consistency is the most important thing in baseball. And this has been very, very inconsistent this year.
Ozzy, very quickly, do you consider A.J. Pierzynski a serious candidate to manage the White Sox in 2025?
Oh, my God. Oh, don't make me kill myself. Is A.J. managing White Sox before me? I burned a ballpark. Oh, my God. I don't know. You know what's funny? I don't know who made that comment. I talked to AJ about it. And I think, yeah, you know what I mean? Why not? AJ is a great baseball man. There's no doubt about it. AJ played the game, know the game very well. But it's different way when you talk than when you do it. People think manage is easier. It's not. I mean, anyway, when you see managers in the big league, what they do or who's managing any particular ball club, anybody in baseball think they can manage it. I look around like managers, and when we play against them sometimes, I say, my God, how this guy is doing this? I'm not sitting here watching TV and talk about the game. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, but I think right now, I hope AJ not put himself in that position. I hope he's not. But listen, again, AJ is a good baseball man. You know what he's doing. People grow up like I did. People grow up. And I think AJ, with years in the out of baseball, more older, I think he got better feeling about the game. But I can only remember AJ is a player. Maybe now he's put his uniform managing and he'd be a great manager. I no doubt he's going to be a good one because he was in the game for a long time. You got to be. It's like a president when you run a country and you are the president. You got to be surrounded about good people, good helpers, I mean good coaches. Same way, you surround about good coaches, coaches go out there and do what they're supposed to do. I think it's easier for the manager to take move or dictate something. And I think, yes, I think he can manage it. Of course he can manage it. Look at a lot of managers right now, I see, like, my God, I'm going to tell AJ's got more experience than those guys. But I think AJ's be better talk is great on TV, great in his podcast, maybe one of the best podcasts in the country. And I think AJ had a great life. AJ don't need the aggravation.
I hear you.
He don't need that.
Yeah.
One thing about it, I listen to that. I watch it and I say, really? Then I call him, what's up? I said, what's up? I think he talked to you guys. I don't know who he talked to. Say, no, he never come out his mouth. It's a lot of things out there, man. There's a lot of things out there tweeting and stuff. They're saying stuff like a couple of days, like yesterday, say Pedro told the guys in before the All-Star break, if we lose this game, it's not on me, and you guys. I hate that. It's not necessary to put that, you know, make Pedro talk about it. Pedro be the best manager in the game. No, hell no, never, never. But sometimes people have to be realistic, honest, and don't try to make news when they don't have to. And that's what I think they did it with AJ Pierzynski. I think when I see pick Paul Konerko on Chicago, I say, they might be talking to him right now. But, you know, AJ, he got the tools. Yes, he don't have the tools. Yes, he know baseball. But he want to deal with that? I don't know about it.
Great stuff.
You're the best, Ozzie. Thank you, buddy. A lot of fun.
All right, guys. Have a great one. But I always listen to you guys to learn.
Thanks, Oz.
You're the best. See, Ozzie. That is great.
It's a great Ozzie answer. Gian.
I mean, I got to tell you. I mean, that's awesome. All right. 312-644-6767. I think we got to talk about that one. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
Do you
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Consider A.J. Pierzynski a serious candidate to manage the White Sox in 2025.
Oh, my God. Oh, don't make me kill myself. Is A.J. managing the White Sox before me? I burned the ballpark.
Quite a reaction.
Oh, that was the most sincere reaction you'll ever get. It's Mully and Haw on the score. We just talked to Ozzie Guillen, and I got to tell you, great conversation with Ozzie. Well worth listening to. We got a lot of people who want to check in. David, I think Ozzie kind of handled, I mean, that reaction is a reaction that is basically the only one you're left with for a lot of these things with the White Sox.
Well, I think, yeah, the reaction to the AJ question, I think, is also rooted in a lot of the reality that a lot of us might not be privy to. I don't want to speak for him, but I'm not sure about the relationship between AJ Pierzynski and Chris Getz. And that might be something that would not make that rumor or that report make a lot of sense. But you have a very good retort to that when I said, I don't think that that relationship would lead to A.J. Pierzynski working for Chris Getz because Chris Getz would end up working for A.J. Pierzynski. But you also said,
who's hiring him? Is he involved in the process? I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't want to be a jerk about
it. But that's a good suggestion because that happened last time.
That's exactly what happened last
Jerry time. Jerry Reinsdorf hijacked the process.
Yes, he did.
We all assumed that Rick Kahn was going out, the general manager at the time, to hire the next manager. We didn't realize that Jerry Reinsdorf had other ideas. We know that didn't go so well. And so this time around, if there is an opening, and God knows there will be, and you know, that's no disrespect. It's not meant to be disrespectful. It's just reality. Then who will hire the next manager? And it's a fair question based on history.
I got to be honest with you. The AJ thing doesn't sound – I mean, it's – I think Bob Nightingale, his sources within the White Sox are excellent. I think that that is – I think there might be smoke and fire involved in this thing. I don't think he made up anything. Someone
told
him
I don't think
that.
He did either.
And I
don't want that to be the suggestion.
No,
here.
But I don't know that Chris Getz knows that that's the – that that's the possible. I don't know – it is very difficult to come away from a trade deadline where you got rid of six players and you got some 19-year-olds and you got one major leaguer maybe, and you had him at the DH position yesterday. I come away thinking, and I hate to say this because I like some of the things, but it feels like amateur hour, and it feels like there were people that are in baseball that took advantage of Chris Getz. He didn't get anything over anyone.
It was disappointing. It was definitely disappointing, Molly. I think there's no question about that. And I think it also was so disappointing, or it was disappointing enough for us to continue to talk about it. Because let's face it, if they are a team that's just a last place team and they're going to lose 95 games and they don't have no hope this year, we're going to move on topic-wise to a lot of other things that merit the attention.
Exactly.
Frankly, the White Sox only merit the attention because they are historically bad, and it's like a train wreck you can't look away from. And you just are always going to be assessing the damage and figuring out how low they can go. Where is rock bottom? Today, maybe tomorrow. So that's why we keep talking about this, because the dysfunction is so bad that you can't ignore it. And it's a fair question. Chris Getz might not be in a position to hire the manager. You have doubts about the direction because of them being perceived around baseball as one of the biggest losers at the trade deadline when they had the most to gain. They had the most to gain of any team, and they squandered that.
Well, and you're, that's well put, David. I got to tell you. I mean, as a Sox fan, I'm watching the game last night, and they're winning the game. And I'm like, are they going to win this game? Should I stay up and make sure I'm watching this in case they are going to win a game? And I end up going to bed and listening to the Cubs game before I went to sleep, because I got up in the morning and sure enough, they had lost. And then I
kind of knew it was going to happen.
You got it's 16 yeah. losses
it's
in
redundant.
A row. Are they going to get to 30 wins? 30. Mm. Never mind 40.
They're going to break the record. And then they're going to have to move on. I asked a question not meaning to be mean, but if it gets to 20, don't you have to do something?
David,
have to fire somebody.
I think you're already there. And frankly, you know, it was very interesting to hear Matt Spiegel and Shane kind of reporting yesterday that that there is a schism within the clubhouse, that apparently Pedro met with the players and talked about this idea of whether or not you're going to be remembered as the worst team ever,
yeah.
and their blame will be on the players, and basically you'll be remembered as someone that was on the losingest team ever.
Right.
And apparently, so he was asked about it, and he said he never said anything about blaming the players, but he acknowledged they had a meeting, and he acknowledged he talked about not being the worst team ever. So is there a schism? And like, if so, who cares?
Don't you want players pushing back at that?
I pray to God.
I'm glad they're still interested enough to be offended.
It would be great
yeah.
if they were, right? And here's hoping that people
apathy.
Are watching and paying attention to what the hell is
yes.
going on. 16 in a row, man.
Apathy is worse than anger. You want your fans
yes.
to be outraged. You want your players to be ticked off. You want somebody to feel something. You don't want to just have this level of acceptance that people are walking around like baseball zombies and just nodding and collecting their paychecks. I hope they were ticked off. And I hope that Pedro put it on the line the way that he did. May have been a little amateurish. I don't know. We weren't there.
Right.
But he
right.
said what he said because he can. He's the manager. And if players want to push back at that, great. That's what professional sports are all about.
312-644-6767. We've got Jeff. He was at the game last night, if you can believe that. Jeff's in Glencoe. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how are you guys? Thanks so much. Yeah, I would say that, unfortunately, Major League Baseball tells us tickets sold instead of attendance. I would say there maybe was 14,000 people there. What struck me the most in terms of it being a White Sox game, comparing it to the other ones through the years, is how exactly what David said, how unbelievably apathetic the crowd was. And after their unknown reliever blew the game in the eighth inning, there was a 90-second chant of sell the team, sell the team, sell the team. But when the players were from both teams, when they were introduced before the game, there was absolutely no reaction to any of the names.
Sure.
Most people were on their phones and talking with each other and in the concourse for food during the game instead of actually in the stands. You're exactly right. The fans have given up. The fans have given up being irritated. It's just another place to go on a humid summer night and nothing is expected. And the results are exactly as people thought.
Oh, thanks so much, Jeff. God bless you.
I'm just looking at the schedule, Mully.
Yeah.
And they have tomorrow off, mercifully. But if they lose today and they get swept by the Twins in Minnesota, they will hit 20 on Sunday. They could hit 20 straight losses
on
Sunday.
Seriously. I'm not.
It's not inconceivable.
It's not inconceivable they could lose 40. I mean, I'm just saying.
You mean only win 40 games?
No, I mean lose their losing streak that you have being 20 in Minnesota could hit 40. I mean, what is it that's going to stop it? Who's going to stand up and stop it?
They go to Oakland. I know it's Oakland, but they don't play well out there.
No, they play terrible.
Then they get a day off. Then they play the Cubs.
Oh, my God.
Then they get the Yankees.
The Cubs can get back in the playoff race. All they got to do is play the Sox every game.
Then they go to Houston. Then they go to San Francisco. Oh, my gosh.
In a row. Oh, my gosh.
Just take August off.
Whatever. Let's get to Larry. Larry is in Oswego. Hey, Larry.
Morning, guys. My son was a travel high school and college baseball player, and he trained at a facility where the pitching trainer there would tell everybody his name was on a plaque in the Hall of Fame. And the reason was he was a relief pitcher on the Orioles in the mid-90s that lost the first 18 games in a row. So his name is on a plaque in the Hall of Fame with all the other players. The next thing Grifols is going to tell him is, hey, if you are the losingest team in the league, at least your name will be on a plaque in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Larry. I got to go check that out. How humiliating. It's just, this is humiliating.
It's open season,
I guess. Mike is in Northbrook. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, take a little bit of the other side. Going into the season, you guys told us that the Sox were going to be horrible, and they're worse than horrible, I'll give you that.
Okay.
You told us the Cubs were going to be really good. Boy, were you wrong. But let me tell you what I'm happy about the most with yesterday. The guys the Sox traded, okay, you knew that Pham and DeYoung, these guys were going to go, and you weren't going to get a real lot for them. Kopech stinks, so you're not going to get much for him. Jimenez stinks. But the big thing is that they have two players who are going to be among the best players in baseball over the next 5 to 10 years, and maybe are already, even though Robert's having a little bit of an off year. Crochet and Robert are still here. And when the Sox get good again, and by the way, Baltimore was one of the worst teams in baseball 2 years ago, and Kansas City was one of the worst teams in baseball last year. The Sox have a good farm system.
All right, Mike. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for the positivity on the other side.
Well, what's the point?
I have no clue.
I think he called to make sure that we knew that we were wrong about the Cubs.
You know,
his point was is that he's happy that the White Sox were smart enough not to trade away two of the best players.
Okay, that was not by choice. They didn't trade away two players because nobody wanted Luis Robert, let's be honest about it. And Ozzie's right. He should go look in the mirror and understand, hey, with all your skills and your all-star appearance and everything, no one wanted you.
If that was his point, he didn't make it clearly enough.
And
but
Crochet would have been traded, only they threw a spanner in the works.
That was Crochet's problem.
He didn't want to go.
I do think it's good that if the Sox, given this marketplace, if they held on to those two guys, that is the only good news that we have heard in a while.
But you know,
I think it's good news.
The idea that they just traded a bunch of bumps, I mean – the young hit 18 homers?
That's he had the quietest 18 home runs in Sox history.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, he might be able to play a little bit. I don't know. They're not getting better.
They made small investments on Tommy Pham and Paul DeJong with the thought that they would get more in return than they got.
Yes.
Okay? Eric
and
Fetty.
They did that with with what's his name, Clevinger, who's, you know, I'm just saying, they tried this.
They tried to do
his, not a good idea.
Flip him as
did
well.
Did not work. Tommy Pham is a good player. He's just old, and there wasn't a ton of interest. Why would they package these guys together? That's insane. In a
maybe
three
the market
team deal.
Reflected that. I don't know.
So
I'm also thinking
the worst.
We're glossing over the Michael Kopech thing. I thought that he would bring them more in return. I thought that he would be worth a couple prospects. If Mark Leiter Jr. can get two prospects from the Yankees to the Cubs, I'm surprised Michael Kopech didn't warrant more in return for the White Sox.
The one thing he said that's accurate is we did think the Cubs were going to be good.
I remember
we went and saw the introductory news conference, and there's Craig Counsell, and you thought to yourself, wow, they're really going to be something special. And you thought that in training camp, in spring training, and you thought that when they started the season pretty well. Guess what? They're not.
They're not, no.
They're a huge disappointment.
11 games out.
Yes. All right. We've got Shelly. We're going to talk to one of the great Chicagoans and one of the great fans of all sports, and we'll ask him, has he given up on baseball?
Is he
in this
Paris?
I'd be shocked
probably.
If he isn't. Let's ask him. Chris Chelios next. Molly and Hall on the Score.
Chris Chelios. Up the boards to Chelios with room. He shoots. Score! BetMGM ambassador. The king of sportsbooks.
Nice play by Chris Chelios.
Hockey Hall of Famer.
Chris Chelios is not human. I'm convinced of it. Not only will he go in the Hall of Fame, I think he should go in the Smithsonian.
Blackhawks legend.
Chelios will add defense, but he'll also add offense to the Hawks.
Steve Smith the head to Murphy. Nichols at the line. Chelios moving in. Chelios scores! Chris Chelios has won it for Chicago.
Three-time Stanley Cup champion.
What a competitor Chris Chelios has been over the years, and been a winner every place he's ever been.
Chris Chelios with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a joy to talk to Chris Chelios, BetMGM ambassador, and he joins us now on the Score Hotline. BetMGM, the king of sports books. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Morning, Chris.
Morning. How are you guys?
Doing well.
I'm surprised you're not in Paris. Did you think about going? Are you watching any of that stuff?
No, I'm watching, obviously. I love watching Olympics. All the girls' gymnastics won the gold medal. So I follow it. I watched, USA beat Serbia in basketball.
Yeah.
I love the Olympics. I mean, I think it's awesome. I kind of lean towards having amateurs because a lot of those kids in college, that's really their only platform or opportunity to it's about as far as they go, but I still love it. They should have the best, you know, athletes in the world at the Olympics.
Shelly, we just got through the trade deadline. The White Sox keep losing. The streak is at 16. What do you remember your longest losing streak, and how hard is it to get through something like this from a player's perspective?
It wasn't 16, I'll tell you that. I can't remember us having, like, even when we didn't make the playoffs that year, I was traded in Chicago. We never consistently, like, put a run like that, a bad run like that together. It's disheartening. I mean, right now there's no light at the end of the tunnel either. You got to think they're just acquiring young talent, and it's going to be another, you know, 3-year, you know, project of rebuilding and like they call it a youth movement. But it's, you know, I still love going to the park. You know, it's still my team, but it is kind of disheartening.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a good experience going out there. The food's great, and we were talking to a caller who was there last night, and everybody's kind of milling around and wandering around. It's just the baseball that's the problem. And I think that, you know, the chance of even, you know, sell the team, they're losing some of the enthusiasm for that. It's just kind of even, like, the utter lack of victory has broken some of the fans. I got friends that no longer are following them regularly.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. And like you said, Cubs aren't doing much better over there. That was unbelievable. They traded Morel right in the middle of a game. I don't think I've ever seen that. But He actually took his bat and left the dugout. That was crazy. But, yeah, I mean, again, it goes back to Houston when they lost to Houston there in the playoffs. And it doesn't seem like the fans, you know, I don't know if they quit on the White Sox, but if they don't have the on-field product, they better come up with some ideas, you know, off the field. And, of course, you know, there's no entertainment district around there either for giving people a reason to just come hang out before and after the games. That's got a little bearing on things, too, I think.
Molly and I are headed to Canton, Ohio later today. We're going to do shows Thursday and Friday from the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. I wonder your level of interest in the Bears preseason and a game on Thursday night, which won't include any starters, including Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm not a believer in that because you need to get up to game speed, and that's the only way that's what training camp's for, to get prepared. I guess they got three more games. To me, it doesn't seem like a whole lot, especially for Caleb. It's going to be a different speed for him. The practice is not even close to what he's going to experience in the exhibition games, but hopefully, you know, he adjusts quickly and the Bears get off to a great start. But as the Hall of Fame, I'm so happy for Mongo and Lester. I wish I could make it there. I have some other family obligations, but I've gotten to know his wife and the friends, and they've been in Chicago, and it's great that he's around to knows what's going on, and it's a great honor for him. And he's no more terrific guy than McMichael.
Yeah, it's like, you know what that means to people, to be in the Hall of Fame, to be honored in that way in the sport that you played. It's a remarkable thing. There are, I think it's 371 players in the Hall of Fame in the NFL. We were talking about current Bears and current players and how hard it is at all these positions to make it into the Hall of Fame. It must be like one of the greatest accomplishments a person can have.
Yeah, and I think knowing him and getting to know him a little bit, I think he's more happy for his family, his friends,
right?
You know, what he accomplished. He's such a selfless guy, team guy, you know, didn't care about the spotlight. I still picture him, what he did at Wrigley when he was singing the stretch. That was priceless, getting kicked out of the game. So, but what a great guy he is. And like I said, going back to that, I've had that experience, and you couldn't be more happier for your friends and family and how much he loved the Chicago Bears and the city of Chicago.
Would you run into Mongo on occasion in the city of Chicago during, I don't know, some nights on the town, Chelly, as you've been known to?
Oh, yeah. There's some good nights in the 90s, and I first met him at one of the Bears alumni golf tournaments at Harborside, along with, you know, my heroes, Buffon, Butkus, Obradovich. They were all there together. And to see the eight or nine of them, Hampton and Dent and these guys standing for a picture, these guys were monsters. It was pretty amazing that the guys from the 60s, size-wise, actually stacked up to the guys, you know, from the 85 Bears.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. That is crazy. Chris, you're the best. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it as always.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, have a great weekend, you guys.
You too.
All right, Shelly. That is Chris Chelios. That's fantastic. He's been out with those guys. Can you imagine?
I know. It's nuts. I can't imagine, because he seems to be connected to everyone.
Of course, yeah.
And about town. And I love the Wednesday goodbye, have a good weekend.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great.
I love that, because it pretty much starts for him whenever he wants it to start.
He's the champion. All right, 312-644-6767. God's great man, Ron Coomer. Next.
Can't wait.
Oh, yeah. We can talk some Cubs. We can talk some trades. We can talk some baseball with the Coom Dog. Mully and Haw on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.